Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kaya. How may I help you?
Yes, my name is Diane Clements. And back in March 24th, I ordered a bottle of diet pills from you guys, which I received in the mail, I don't know, a week or 10 days later. But when I got my credit card bill, lo and behold, there were two additional charges in April.
I'm sorry, ma'am. You're breaking up just a little bit.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Later on, in April, on my credit card bill, I saw two other charges from you guys. One for $92.90, the other for $91.89. I don't know why it split, but it is. And so I called my credit card company, and I said, look, these people are charging me for something I have not received, for something I did not order. I want my money back. And so they told me to call you and cancel the orders, return the pills that I received. So I will need a return address, please. And I want these charges taken off my bill. I didn't authorize this at all.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Can I start off by having your zip code, please? I'm sorry, ma'am. The phone is breaking up just a little bit. If you don't mind repeating that zip code for me.
62025.
Thank you so much. 2025. All right. And can I have that first and last name again?
Diane Clements.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much. And just for verification purposes, may I please have that shipping address?
6737 West Liberty Prairie Lane, Edwardsville, Illinois, 62025.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Thank you so much. So I do see here, yes, that you had the keto and cleanse, which was supposed to help reduce appetite and increase metabolism. I'm also showing here that you were refunded for that $91.89 charge, and that was for the cleanse. Okay.
That has been refunded?
Yes, ma'am. That $91.89, I see right here that a refund was processed.
Okay. How about the $92.90?
Now for that one, I don't see a refund in motion, but I do understand that you have contacted your bank. So what we're going to do is go ahead and get you canceled out. And what I can definitely do for you is offer you 35% of those charges back.
Why? I didn't authorize this. I want it all back.
Now, I can explain why that you were charged, because on March 24th, what actually happened was a trial, a 14-day trial was initiated. So that gave you 14 days to try out the product. And if you didn't call in before that 15-day to cancel, then that's why you were actually billed for the product. So, and that was all listed in the terms and conditions.
You guys have got a real scam going on here. Suddenly it goes from $14 to $184.
Yes, ma'am, I do. All of those were listed in the terms and conditions before you place the order. Then the terms and conditions do pop up sometimes.
Well,
I
am returning the pills. I don't want them. This really ticked me off big time. I need a return address.
Yes, ma'am. And due to COVID, we aren't accepting any returns. So the pills are yours to keep. I'm not sure if you've been trying them, but if you don't use them, then you can definitely either throw them away or give them to somebody. And what I can do is bump up that 35% refund to 50%.
Okay. No, I want 100%. Not the original charge. That's fine. I authorize that. But these other two things on here, they come up to $184.79. I want that all back. Now, you said the $91.89 has been refunded to my credit card?
Yes, ma'am.
I want the other $92.90 back. I don't want partial. There's no reason for partial.
All right, yes, ma'am. So what I'm going to do is just place you on a very, very brief hold so I can go ahead and talk to my supervisor, okay?
All right.
All right, thank you.
Okay, where we report scams to.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to be reported. We're not done with this. What, they're still charging you, even though you spoke to your bank that last time?
Well, the bank said call them and discontinue. Well, the bank has got one charges back, she said. I don't know. But there's still another $92.90 out there that I was charged, and they want to give me a partial of it.
Yes, ma'am, Ms. Clements. So yes. I did talk to my supervisor, and she told me that the highest we can go to is 75%, but what I'm going to do is just override that and just give you the full, okay?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
The federal agency.
Pace, calling, cancel mention pay. So I'm just going to go ahead and process that. It's just going to take a couple moments. That's all. Okay. And refund the full amount.
What company is this?
No, that's.
Okay, and it says transaction has been successfully refunded. You did receive a refund confirmation email. It was one sent out to you on April 27th to the email address of dclements@wisperhome.com, whisperhome.com. Is that your email?
Yes.
All right, yes, ma'am. So, yes, the first email, oh, yeah, two confirmation emails about the refunds have been sent to you. Sorry.
Okay.
That's talking too fast.
All right.
Yes, ma'am. So, I thank you for calling customer support. Your account was also canceled out if you wanted a confirmation email about that, too, or a cancellation number.
Yeah, I'll send an email. That'll work.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. So, you are good to go. No further charges.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Thank you for calling customer support. Have a wonderful day.